It was quite a bit, actually. Quite a bit. He kind of threatened me and in the same sentence kind of warned me and threatened me and warned me about DRC. And then I kind of, you know, returned the favor with Woodson. I told him we went out to dinner, actually, and I told him that Woodson would have more receptions than he had. And he came close. He had one for a touchdown. I think Larry had three. So, and two of those, one Woodson wasn't on him. Second one, Woodson wasn't even in the game. So, I told you.
Where'd you guys go to eat?
I don't want to just totally wreck the name. I think Serapos, something like that. Pretty good place.
So will there be any communication back and forth this week, or now that it's playoffs, is it totally blacked out?
I don't know if I can initiate the communication. You know, I don't know if I'm that kind of a friend right now. He's my enemy right now. No, I'm joking. There definitely probably going to be some communication, but it's just a fun, competitive nature that we have going. We're competing at the highest level. I've seen what he's able to do. He's seen what I'm capable of doing. And, you know, I just make sure that Woodson and those guys have more receptions than him. You know, that's bottom line.
Are you able to get any sense if that team, talking to Larry or just from what feeling you got on the field on last Sunday, those guys are a little bit ticked off about the approach you guys took in the preseason and the approach you guys took in the finale, you know, whether they feel like you ran up the score or that you game planned for the preseason game and they didn't. Did you get any sense?
No, I didn't get any sense of that. I mean, we beat them both games, obviously. But, you know, Larry has told me their entire game plan. So I'm going to share that with our defense. He sold out the Arizona Cardinals and their fans. So unfortunately for them, we know what you guys are going to run now because of Larry Fitzgerald. So, Larry, thank you. No, I'm joking. No, you know what? It is what it is. We play well both games. And regardless if they play their guys the four quarters or not, or their starters, that wasn't what we had in mind. That we didn't go in there with the mindset that we have to worry about what the Arizona Cardinals are going to do. We came in there with the mindset we got to take care of business from the Green Bay Packers standpoint, and we did that.
There's some kind of mental advantage, though, Greg, to, you know, beat them the way you guys have, and, you know, you kind of...
Well,
in there and done what you wanted to do. And both,
well,
you know.
You can say that, but again, that was preseason and regular season. This is a totally different ball game now. This is a team that has gone to the Super Bowl last year, so they have playoff experience, and they won. They won on the road. Well, did they win on the road last year?
Carolina,
yeah, there we go. They won on the road pretty handily. So it's a team that you have to respect them. Regardless of what we've done and what we've been able to do, obviously we have confidence that we can do some things to come out on top. But the team we saw in the preseason, that team is long gone. The team we saw in the regular season, that team is long gone. It's the playoffs now.
Do you feel like you're kind of flying under the radar here?
I don't know. I don't know. We like to fly under the radar. We definitely like to fly under the radar. We typically feel like we're always that team that's left out anyway, so we don't really pay attention to what the media says about the Green Bay Packers. We just go out there and play.
Obviously, it's going to be Aaron's first playoff game for a lot of the young guys. Does anything need to be set kind of as to what they can expect and, you know, for some of the rookies now?
Well, it's definitely going to be a different game. Every play is going to be more intense. Urgency is going to be high. It's going to be an awesome atmosphere. But we've been in playoff type atmospheres. Monday night against Minnesota, that was kind of a playoff type atmosphere. The game was hyped up out of control. So that's kind of what the playoffs are like. I think we've been well prepared and well tuned up for a game like this.
Do you even know about Aaron making this? I mean,
this guy could be the MVP of the NFL right now. I have no. Aaron is going to be Aaron. Simply put. Aaron is going to be Aaron. That's all he needs to do, be Aaron. Just don't bring the guitar. That's all. Just bring football.
Does he bring the guitar on the road?
No, I'm just messing. I knew someone was going to ask that.
Is he that bad on the guitar?
No. I'm just giving him a hard time. Just messing around. Having fun.
Greg, it doesn't necessarily reflect in your stats, but I think through the second half of the year, the length of completions and stuff, the completion average has gone down a little bit. Aaron seems to be taking more dump offs, maybe hitting those smoke routes to you guys, throwing stuff. Do you think that's actually been beneficial?
Oh, it's definitely been beneficial, taking what the defense has given us. Obviously, that's the way we play. We're a touchdown and check down team. If the touchdown is there, take the touchdown. If the touchdown is not, go with the check down. So there's no reason to force anything, and I think he's done an awesome job of that, not forcing balls, and just taking what the defense has given him. Oh, man, that he's pretty much kept the same facial haircut for a while this year. That's probably been the most impressive, honestly. Last year it was like, what in the world are you doing? He had some good ones going, but this year he's kind of been more consistent on the clean shave. Good look for him.
How about on the field?
Oh, you want to talk about on the field? Oh, okay. Well, just say so. Just everything. The way he's approached the game. He's a mentally tough quarterback. Obviously, he has all the tools that a quarterback needs to perform at a high level, and he's used them all this year and all very well. He's spread the ball around. He's an ultimate leader now. He has the leadership down to a T now. So I think with him being at the helm and taking over in the situation that he had to overcome with all that perspired over the course of I don't know how long. I think he's done an outstanding job.
There's some talk that Cam wasn't out of his hurt, that maybe you guys ran up a score on them, whether it be in a preseason game or last week. Do you think they're going to use that as motivation? Is there any truth to it? Or?
I mean, if I would. I mean, shoot. I don't think we ran up a score. We just played ball. This isn't college or high school or anything like that. I don't even think he thought we ran up the score. I think he's just probably trying to. If he said that, he's probably trying to give his team something to kind of spark plug those guys to get those guys going. Every coach does it. There's some things that Mike is going to tell us that they said about us. So it's just a little bit of fuel added to the fire. Oh, definitely. And a lot of those losses last year, every time we lose or have success, it always falls on the quarterback's shoulders. So, and it's more so sought out when you're having a losing season. And last year we had a losing season. He performed at a high level last year. But had we been winning last year, everybody would have saw this already. But he's done nothing but improve from last year to this year, from week to week, from day to day. So I expect nothing less from him.
This is your second playoff appearance. Is the feeling more exciting, or how's it compared to 2 years ago?
It's definitely more exciting. Obviously, we went to the NFC Championship game, and we fell short. So it's exciting because these opportunities don't come often. And to have another shot and be young, we definitely want to take advantage of it.
Is there a sense of confidence going on the road? I mean, you guys have a pretty good record in the last 3 years, and you're going to have to win three on the road if you want to win the Super Bowl.
Well, we know we have to play on the road, and we have to win on the road to get where we need to get and to reach our goals. So where we play, it's all about just having the football and some pads that we and an opponent to go up against, and we're going to show up and play.
Why do you think you guys have been good? Are there certain attributes to a team that makes it good on the road? Or?
Well, I think we just prepare well, and we execute. We've been able to execute on the road. I think sometimes when you're playing at home in the past, I know we've been we started slow, whereas on the road we tend to start a little faster for whatever reason. I don't know why that, but this year, last few games, last 7-8 weeks we've started it rolling. So we're excited about going to the playoffs. James Jones. Bottom line, James Jones. No, just our ability to stay out of the third and long. And when we are in third and long, just our ability to execute the play call that's called. But first and second down is huge to your success on third down. So when we're able to gain yards, positive yards on first and second down and make third down short, that allows your percentage to be a lot greater. You do get like that. Like, whatever the situation is, we feel like we have the guys to make the plays that we need to call, we can execute them and get the first down. So I think when you're dealing with an offense that is as explosive and has as many weapons as we have, it's you're never out when it's third and long, third and short. It really, that goes out the window. I think, you know, it's a lot. You know, we've talked a lot about Aaron and what he's done. Obviously, he's done some awesome things this year. But I think the number one thing is his will to want to win, his will to want to be great. I think it almost makes him want to vomit when he throws the interception, because he is like the most – oh, my gosh. When he throws a pick, he is just like, that is the worst feeling. That is like, that was his last throw ever. Like, so, I mean, it's his will to win, will to want to be great, will to just want to be successful. I think that's what makes him awesome, a great quarterback.